It's the Year of the Dragon. With Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, I'm Jim Cunningham. Long Long is our guest. He'll play the Franz Liszt Piano Concerto No. 1. Long Long is a sensation everywhere, but he has a special connection to the Keystone State, having studied at the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia.
First time when I came, and then I saw some of my classmates. But the second time I came, I saw more because they graduate like me, you know, like getting old. So it's like a reunion party, you know. It's like many of the new guys are actually graduated from Curtis, and we know each other very well at Curtis. But it's always feel very, very comfortable to go to the backstage in Pittsburgh. I live basically quite close to South Street, and you know all those famous cheesesteak places in the South Street. I remember once my father asked me, why is there so many people in those kind of restaurants? What are they waiting for? I said, cheesesteak. And then he said, oh, I should get one. And so I took him and he had one. He said, oh, this is great. I said, this is what Philadelphia is famous for. But I really love Pennsylvania.
Long Long will be on the air in just a few minutes, but stepping to the microphone on opening night now, the music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Manfred Honeck. He's going to introduce the Infernal Dance from Stravinsky's Firebird, which will be followed immediately by the drums of the Year of the Dragon.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It is wonderful to see you all here to open our season with this special gala concert by our great Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. We are very fortunate to have with us this evening the sensational pianist and dear friend Lang Lang. Lang Lang is China's greatest classical music superstar. He recently made a wonderful CD called Dragon Songs. In just a moment, Lang Lang will play a piece from this recording. We consulted the Chinese calendar and found that 2012 is the year of the dragon. We were very happy that it is not the year of the rat. That would not be such a nice time, actually. I heard that a dragon was seen flying over Pittsburgh earlier today. So now we will play a piece that we hope we will call the dragon to Heinz Hall to help us celebrate the year of the dragon. Here is some wild music to summon the dragon. Thank you.
The dragon has appeared on stage at Heinz Hall. It's the year of the dragon, bringing us good luck for pianist Long Long. Long Long was honored by the British phonograph industry on the 2nd of October 2013 at the Royal Albert Hall in London. He was given the award for International Artist of the Year, recognizing his global success as a recording artist and performer, as well as his efforts to increase the popularity of classical music and the piano. Having enjoyed the Chinese percussion and the undulating dragon, the dancers who appeared on stage in a colorful red costume to welcome Long Long, we have one of Long Long's dragon songs from his album recorded for Deutsche Grammophon. Long Long's going to play The Autumn Moon on a Calm Lake by Liu Wencheng.
Thank you.
The Autumn Moon on a Calm Lake. Music by Liu Wencheng. Played by Long Long from his album Dragon Songs. Recorded for DG, Dragon Songs was a compact disc as well as a video disc, a DVD offering a mix of East and West, 14 selections that run the gamut from major compositions in China, such as 1939's Yellow River Concerto, and the music you just heard, The Autumn Moon on a Calm Lake. In the summer of 2013, Long Long had the experience of playing an outdoor concert at Westlake in Hangzhou, eastern China. Halfway through the concert, it began pouring rain, and a tarp was brought out to cover the piano. The crowd was soaked, but they stayed and cheered Long Long on through the concert and several encores. On the last note of the final encore, the rain stopped. Long Long said, "I actually loved playing in the rain and was inspired by the beauty of nature and the crowd's perseverance." In 2008, Long Long played for billions of people around the globe when he opened the Beijing Olympics.
Beijing actually always had a kind of mixed feeling in my heart. I always felt it's a little bit, when I go back to Beijing, I feel kind of emotional. It's not that I'm very, very happy to go back. It's not that I'm sad to go back, but it's, you know, the complicated feeling. But this Olympic Games really brings me that feeling completely, you know, gone, because Beijing turns into an international city through Olympics, and Beijing became a good, friendly city to the world. But opening ceremony is just, I was playing with like 5,000 dancers around, and that's certainly the biggest crowd I ever had on stage, for sure, yeah.
It's the Year of the Dragon with Long Long, the Pittsburgh Symphony, and Manfred Honeck at Heinz Hall. Next, Long Long plays the Franz Liszt Piano Concerto No. 1 in E-flat. Franz Liszt took more than a quarter century to write his first piano concerto, 26 years. The main theme dates from 1830. The final version took form in 1849. The first piano concerto by Liszt was first heard on February 17, 1855. Franz Liszt was at the piano, and Hector Berlioz conducted. Here is Manfred Honeck to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with pianist Long Long.
Thank you. Thank you.
A piano concerto number 1 by Franz Liszt. The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by music director Manfred Honeck, with Long Long Piano. Franz Liszt was the first soloist in his Piano Concerto No. 1 in Weimar, Germany in 1855. Hector Berlioz was the conductor. Béla Bartók described the Liszt First Concerto as the first perfect realization of the cyclic sonata form, with common themes being treated on the variation principle. On Bastille Day, July 14, 2013, Long Long played with the Orchestre National de France and Radio France's choir under the baton of Daniele Gatte. The Bastille Day concert took place at the Champ du Mar, not far from the Eiffel Tower in Paris. A large projection screen revealed Long Long at the keyboard as part of the annual celebration commemorating the 1789 storming of the Bastille during the French Revolution. In 2007, Long Long was guest soloist at the Nobel Prize Concert in Stockholm, an event attended by Nobel laureates and members of the royal family. He performed as soloist in Oslo for the 2009 Nobel Peace Prize Award ceremony and concert for President Barack Obama. Long Long recently visited the Bugatti factory in Germany. They designed a custom Grand Sport Vitesse, especially for his concert in Molsheim. Its black and white colors represent the keys of a piano. Leather stitching in the interior reminded Long Long of sheet music. He signed the center console, but he noted on a Facebook post, "They didn't give me the car." Long Long suggested, "Maybe you will buy it." I'm Jim Cunningham. I am delighted to share this Year of the Dragon concert with you, our guest, Long Long, the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with music director Manfred Honeck. The dragon in China is a creature of myth and legend, a symbol of good fortune and a sign of intense power. The dragon is regarded as a divine beast, the reverse of the malicious monster that Westerners feel necessary to find and kill. In Eastern philosophy, the dragon is said to be a deliverer of good fortune and a master of authority. Therefore, those born in dragon years are to be honored and respected. It's clear the audience at Heinz Hall in the Year of the Dragon spirit honors and respects our guest, Long Long. The Year of the Dragon concert has come to an end, but we have time for some more music from Long Long. We hear next Long Long and his visit to Heinz Hall on June 3rd, 2006. Here he is playing the Chopin First Piano Concerto in E minor, Opus 11 at Heinz Hall. The conductor, Sir Andrew Davis. Thank you. Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with Sir Andrew Davis conducting. You heard pianist Long Long, the Chopin Piano Concerto No. 1 in E minor, Opus 11, dating from the year 1830. That performance took place at Heinz Hall on June 3, 2006. Born in the small town of Shenyang, China, Long Long made his way to the capital of Beijing to study, where he had an eccentric teacher.
Yeah, I had a crazy teacher in Beijing when I was 9 years old, and she just, I think she's so into the Cultural Revolution in China, you know, so somehow she used lots of the Cultural Revolution words into my playing. So she would say, oh, the way you played, it's like a Red Guard trying to destroy records. And I said, so what is that kind of what is that kind of inspiration you get? And then so later she just told me, you know, you're hopeless. Don't play piano anymore. You know, you should probably go back to potato field or something. And I said, you know, it's okay to not being a pianist. But it was really, you know, it was really hurt in, you know, my passion for piano. For a while, I didn't like piano anymore. Playing piano become a disaster. No childhood, you know, only hard work. There's no feedback, and no one enjoy what I'm doing. It was really, you know, it's really, really hard on a 9 years old a boy. The reason I bring this story up, it's not, I don't want to criticize the teacher, you know, anymore, because I really respect every teacher I had, because whether they're good or bad, they're, you know, I learned something. But what I think is important to send a message is that as a young pianist and with a very, very ambitious parents, father, particularly in my case, that sometimes you are kind of closed your thinking. You know, you basically, you only want the best. And then somehow people said, oh, this is probably a good teacher for you. And then you don't actually really believe in yourself. You just listen to other people saying, because, you know, you're totally missed, you know, kind of lost in your world. And then you just go to that teacher and you think she will take you to the best pianist. And I think that's a mistake, because no matter what you do, you need to make a choice. And you need to find different ways to doing it rather than just stick with one way and one teacher. I mean, you know, and I think this is a good lesson, you know, I learned from my life experience as a kid learning piano. That's the first lesson I learned from Daniel Barenboim, my teacher today. And he said, do you know how to play the Chopin Etudes? I said, I don't. I do. And he said, no, you don't. I said, why? And then he went to his kitchen. He bring the apple that time, actually. He didn't have orange, so he started playing with apple. And then I was so shocked. And then I tried the orange version.
Hey, guys. I'm Long Long. I'm a pianist, but not using my fingers with orange. Have you ever heard the Chopin Etudes, Opus 10, number 5? It's called Black Keys. You know, normally it's like this. But today, I will play a special version with orange.
As seen on YouTube, piano superstar Long Long playing the Black Key Etude by Frédéric Chopin with an orange. Long Long thinks the orange is best squeezed into a glass as juice, but if anyone can play Chopin with an orange, it's Long Long. Thank you. The Etude Opus 10 No. 5 by Frédéric Chopin, the Black Key Etude, as played by Long Long. Thanks for joining me for the Year of the Dragon concert with Manfred Honeck and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. We heard Long Long play the First Liszt Piano Concerto and music by Liu Wencheng, The Autumn Moon on a Calm Lake. Earlier, Manfred Honeck conducted the Force of Destiny Overture by Giuseppe Verdi, the Scherzo from A Midsummer Night's Dream by Felix Mendelssohn, Wagner's Overture to Tannhäuser, and the Infernal Dance by Igor Stravinsky. Jim Cunningham with you, your host for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Tune in next week, same time and place, for another concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Meanwhile, write for the radio guide with the orchestra pictured on stage at Heinz Hall, Manfred Honeck standing on his red-carpeted podium next to concertmaster Noah Bendix-Balgley. There's a complete list of concerts in the Pittsburgh Symphony Radio series and the Pittsburgh Symphony Radio Reading Light. It's battery-powered in the shape of a credit card. It will fit in your wallet. The radio guide and the light are free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. Be sure to include your address and let me know what station you're listening to. Our address, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. You can visit our website, psoradio.org, to send email. Send email directly to pso@wqed.org. The coordinating producer and digital production engineer of Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is Brian Savar. Recording producer and editor, Ricardo Schultz. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, a production of WQED Multimedia, is made possible by a grant from the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and the listeners of Classical QED 89.3.
PRI, Public Radio International.